Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So first, congratulations, Atlanta Braves 1-7-0 against the Astros and now have won the World Series. I'm a Dodgers fan just because I'm from L.A., so I wasn't as into the World Series, but you know, yesterday we had the election, and there was a lot going on, and this was kind of a weird year for the World Series, but congrats anyway. I think the Braves did a fantastic job, and I just love sports, so keep sports coming. More and more sports. Don't put politics into sports, but keep sports coming. So, we don't have all the election results yet. But there were some significant findings and some significant events that happened yesterday. Whereas Virginia and New Jersey were expected to go very easily to the Democrats, Republicans appear to kind of shake things up. So Jerry McAuliffe has conceded to Glenn Youngkin, even though most news outlets called it yesterday at about 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Virginia governor race went to Republican Glenn Youngkin. The New Jersey race is still a very tight race. In fact, Chattarelli, who was ahead for most of the night, is now inching a little bit behind Governor Murphy, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Minneapolis voters apparently rejected the defund the police and replacing the police with a more social sort of system. And, you know, people are calling it a red wave, and I don't even want to call it that, because Democrats and Republicans agree on a lot more things than we think. And this is something I've said. And I mean, I almost wish if we need like another party, a party of common sense. And that would, I know, destroy the Democrats and destroy the Republicans, so nobody's going to want that. But I'm finding that the average voter, and mind you, I talk to the extremes. There are some extreme liberals, there's some extreme conservatives, and, you know, I hear the gamut of it. But the majority of people agree on very similar things. You know, they're anti-racism, they're anti-bigotry, you know, they want, you know, kids to have better educations. They want kids, though, not to be given subjective, like, threats that they're evil. I mean, you know, they want, all right, let's teach history right. Let's, you know, explain that America, you know, did some bad things. Let's not repeat history. What to watch out for. And these are things that could, you know, inherently be biased. But don't accuse somebody there. Don't accuse somebody they're evil. Don't accuse somebody that they would have had slaves years ago if they could. So so I think many people want a more moderate centrist approach to education. I think same thing when it comes to the vaccines and when it comes to COVID. Right? People want protection against COVID. They want access to the vaccines. They want access to medications, but they don't want to be told they're going to lose their job. They don't want to be told that they won't be able to go and visit a family member in a hospital. People want protection from their tax-paying dollared law enforcement. They want to know that their law enforcement is there and their law enforcement will protect them. They don't want law enforcement to hurt the community, and they don't want law enforcement to be defunded where there's no law enforcement. So, I mean, there's really so, I look at everything as, there's so much moderate, centrist sort of things that we all agree upon. And what was interesting with the Youngkin election or the campaign versus McAuliffe is McAuliffe was trying to use every big gun he had, whether it was Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and all that. And of course, he's a Democrat. The Democrats are in power. But Youngkin, his approach was a little different. He's like, look, you know, it's about the local. Doesn't matter what Biden is doing in Rome or the summit or the, you know, this is about what do you Virginians need? And apparently the Loudoun County School District was a big hot button topic. And people want to think they are heard. Now, could Youngkin turn out to be the same politician as anybody else? I don't know. You know, a lot of politicians say what they say, and then they get into office or whatever. But he didn't seem to be, you know, on the national pulpit. He seemed to be on, okay, what is it that you guys need? What's happening and what has to be fixed? And politicians used to do that. They used to go to the communities. They do now a lot of photo ops, you know, but they used to actually go and talk to the police officers and say, what do you need? Talk to the Border Patrol agents. Talk to immigration saying, okay, what challenges are you having? How can I make your life better? I mean, if I'm going to be elected and you guys are going to support me, what is it that you need so I don't get elected and completely miss the boat on what we need? I'm not a specialist as a politician on the border. I'm not a specialist in health. Well, I may be, but, you know, as a politician, I'm not a specialist in education. I'm not a specialist in healthcare. I'm not a specialist in the economy. What is it that's going on? All right. And then talk to both sides. Have both sides in there. Everybody kind of goes here, goes there, get their photo ops, says, oh, yeah, I'm going to help the farmers. I'm going to help this. I'm going to help that. And then they just completely miss the boat, and it's all about getting votes. Now, I understand, and I've been told this. I've been told this when people have asked me to run for office, that there are entities involved, and these entities will make or break you, and they won't give you funding for your campaign. And I had, this was a reality TV show I wanted to do years ago, where I run for office, and I just, you know, do lemonade sales and things like that. And I don't spend other people's money. This was before Trump, way before Trump ran for office. I'm like, why don't I run for office without spending people's hard-earned money? I get other ways to make the, because I don't want to do commercials that make fun of the other person or ridicule the other person. Why can't there be a campaign? And actually, it's doable. I planned this all out. Not that I wanted to run for office so much, but I wanted to show that this could be done without wasting millions and millions of taxpaying dollars, without flooding, you know, the internet and flooding the TV with bad ads, and actually doing what constituents want. So what this election is showing us, it's not that there was a red wave. What the election is showing us is people don't want extremes. They want to be heard. They want to know that there's going to be more moderate. You know, it shows people don't want to be socialists and people don't want to be extremes. Well, let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in, who really, we really do appreciate it. Follow us at Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So 28 million children now in the United States will have access to the COVID-19 vaccine. I want to say if they want it, but I think it's mandated in some school districts. So in a perfect world, if they and their parents want it, we have 28 million shots available that are now, or 28 million kids who, if they want to, have a COVID-19 vaccine. It would be a Pfizer dose that has been given emergency authorization and approved by both the FDA and the CDC for its use in the pediatric population. So I was looking at some of the teacher message boards, and boy, it got ugly. It got, or these are parents. These are parents also as well. And, I want to ask you, would you get your child or your niece or nephew or grandchild vaccinated for COVID now that it's approved in the 5 to 11 age group. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you are, great, want to hear why. If you're not, great, want to hear why. All right, so many of you are excited about it. You know, they say, I can't wait, can't come fast enough. I can't wait to get my kids vaccinated. Many of you are like, this came too fast. I was hoping they would drag their heels. I don't want to make this decision. And I think there's a good number of you adults out there, a good number of you parents are concerned. I'm going to be on the State of the State later today talking about this. And parents concerned and worried and, you know, and a little hesitant about the vaccine, that doesn't mean they're bad parents. That doesn't mean you guys are whack jobs. It doesn't mean you're Trumpers. It doesn't mean you're racist. It doesn't mean whatever the media wants to call you. If you are a little hesitant and a little nervous about giving your child a vaccine that's relatively new, that just means, you know, you're being a parent. That's what parents do. Do I feel comfortable with the vaccine? I get asked this all the time. Do I feel comfortable with the CDC's vaccine for COVID? I do. I don't feel as comfortable as I do with all the shots we've had all these years. But if I had a child in that age group, my children have been vaccinated, but they're older, I would get my child the COVID vaccine. And I know some of you are like, why would you do that? Why? And I told you, it's because I fear the virus more than I fear the vaccine. This is a bad, rough choice for everybody. The COVID virus, it's killed about 700 children since the start of the pandemic. 700 too many as far as I'm concerned. But in the long spectrum of things, it's a smaller number. So the death rate is still way below 1%. But I don't get all these side effects and long COVID that this virus does. That's what confuses me. We're going to be talking about a little bit later today, restless anal syndrome. No joke. It's not restless leg syndrome, but it's a restless anal syndrome as a result of getting the COVID virus. I don't want my kids having anything wrong with their anus. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get where this virus came from. I don't trust anything that's being said out of China. I don't trust the U.S. government on how do they not know. How do you help fund a lab and then you don't get access and you don't find out and have that as a prerequisite? And here we are 2 years later going, no, I don't think it's a lab leak. Especially when, you know, China has leaked SARS twice in their past, in 2002 and 2004. So I think being fed all this BS, I don't trust this virus. And we have a virus that there's no rhyme or reason who it decides to kill. Flu kills about 100 to 200 kids a year. This killed, in the last couple years, almost 700 kids. So it has a higher death rate than flu, but it does weird things to people. It affects their smell. It affects their taste. There's a neuropsychiatric disorder that some people get. They get depression. They get anxiety. They get memory loss. And so I want that virus to do as little as possible to my babies and to kids. That being said, there's an mRNA vaccine. The technology has been around for a while, but yeah, the vaccine is new. It's a new vaccine. It's not like the killed flu where you take the flu, you kill it, you have the skeleton, you inject that, do an immune response. So it's not as simple as that. It involves some mRNA. I get why parents are a little kind of, you know, edgy about that. It goes into your system. It goes into your cell. Your cell decides to make spike proteins. If what we are being told about how this vaccine works and how the spike proteins go away, how the mRNA goes away, if what they are telling us is 1,000% true, I'm not worried about an mRNA vaccine being injected in a child. If they're BSing us, yeah, I would be worried. So where people are as, you know, me as a doctor, I'm like, I feel I could trust the vaccine. I don't trust the virus. I'm going with the vaccine. But there are many parents out there, and completely understandable, I'm not faulting you, you don't trust the science. You don't trust public officials telling you the science. And I don't blame you, because for years, I mean decades, people have been saying that pharmaceutical companies are crooks. Bernie Sanders, I think he literally said that, that pharmaceutical companies are crooks. And all of a sudden now you have to embrace the pharmaceutical companies and you have to inject your kid with something new. I get the hesitation. I get it. You know, and I'm not trying to talk anybody into the vaccine or not. This is just what I would do. I would give my kids a vaccine, but I completely understand people's hesitation. Now, another thing one of my parents said, please keep, we see your calls coming in. Daniel's going to get to the phone line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One parent said, when does it stop? So my kid has to get the first COVID vaccine. Then my kid has to get what, a booster? Then my kid has to get the flu vaccine? These mandates are what I think is really hurting the vaccine response. You know, if a parent is concerned about COVID and they see the stories, they know what's out there, they know it's so easily spread, they're probably going to be more inclined to get the vaccine. But instead, public officials like, you'll get more people to get the vaccine, you'll get more if you mandate it. Well, then when somebody has a side effect, and kids will have a side effect to this, just like adults have a side effect, that's just what happens. I mean, nothing's 100% safe. When a kid does have a side effect, it's going to be all over. I understand many internet companies are prepping to censor those, but honestly, parents get the word out. And if they think that somebody had a side effect, like that young girl in Henderson who ended up having a blood clot with the vaccine, everybody finds out about it. They will. So you have to be very careful with this one size fits all. The reason why mandates don't make that much sense to me as a doctor, especially with public health, is I was trained that medicine is very individualized. That we're all different. We have different genetic makeup, we're of different races, we're of different builds, and so you can't treat everybody with the same medicine, with the same dose. You can't just assume that everybody's going to react the same way. And so with public health issues, they do it the opposite. They're like, you know what, the easiest thing to do is just, we're going to blanket it, and you know, if there's a side effect, there's a side effect. You know, we're going for the majority, you know, and it's a numbers game. But the problem with that is I have to look at the long game. And what we did with these vaccine mandates is we hurt the vaccination protocols and the vaccination sort of regimens we've had in the future. We're going to see mandates in schools, more of these mandates in schools, which as soon as they do COVID, they're also going to do flu. Parents are going to say, I'm out. I don't like what they're teaching in the schools. I don't want to force my kid to take something. I want my kid getting natural immunity. That's on them. And then when the doctor goes, what about the pertussis booster? They need another tetanus booster. Or did you give your child the HPV vaccine? Parents are like, it's too much. Now, I like our vaccine regimen. I think our vaccine regimen has saved millions and millions of lives. But I understand the parents say, this is a lot. And now it's going to be forced? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Would you give your kid the COVID vaccine? Why or why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's hear from you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a roughly 2 percentage point victory, Republican Glenn Youngkin will be the new governor of Virginia starting in January.
Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin, he defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a race that was getting that national interest, especially after Youngkin had been behind for months. Tightening the race, though, with just weeks left, education and critical race theory becoming hot-button issues, and as Youngkin accepted victory last evening, he was talking business.
We're going to get this economy moving again, growing 400,000 new jobs. Virginia will be open for business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's still too close to call in New Jersey, with Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy leading in most polls, finds himself roughly 7,000 votes ahead of Republican Jack Citrielli after 98% of the votes have been counted. This is USA Radio News. The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions. We now have a second Cuban that has become the most valuable player of a World Series.
Interpreter Franco Garcia and Jorge, I think back to the history of the World Series. There's only been one other Cuban MVP. Levon Hernandez did it. What does that mean to you to be the second ever Cuban MVP?
Obviously, I'm very excited. Thanks to God for the opportunity to be on this team, and I'm extremely excited to be the second Cuban-born player to win this award.
Jorge, tell me about your at-bat. You had a couple foul balls against Garcia. Looks like you were seeing the ball well against him, and then you hit one out of the stadium. How did you do it?
I was just really focused during that bat. I feel like he had thrown me every pitch that he had in his arsenal, so I just kept fouling the pitches off. Eventually got into that 3-2 count, and he hung the slider, and I was able to drive it.
Jorge, congratulations. The World Series MVP, Jorge Soler.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the fun.
Audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball. We are USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Dr. Dolly, your show, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lindsay, okay, so we have a couple notes here. Some of you guys are a little shy. I'd really love to hear you on air. Lindsay says, hell no, hell no. Okay, so she's responding to my question on, are you going to give your kid the COVID vaccine? Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay. All right, try it. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. He says this should be a discussion between a person and their doctor. But will doctors go with the, okay. Okay. So this is a good point here. This is a question I've gotten. Can you trust your pediatrician to give you the right, shall we say, advice when it comes to vaccination? I want to look up another email I got. One of you had said that you don't believe your pediatrician anymore because they sound like Dr. Fauci. So I am of the belief that anytime you have a question, anytime it has to do with your health, it should be between you and your doctor, and God should not be between a Dr. Walensky, a Dr. Fauci, a President Trump, a President Biden, a school district, a stadium. This should be between you and your doctor, period. An issue has been brought up, and this is a very valid one, is have doctors drunk the Kool-Aid, and are they going to be honest with you? One of you had asked me last month, do any doctors actually not recommend the COVID vaccine publicly? So here's the thing. You won't find very many doctors that will say, oh, I don't like the vaccine, I don't want to get it. There's a few of them out there. I have heard of a doctor that has told their OB patients that he would wait. He's actually liberal. He's not a conservative. He's liberal, and he's not a fan of, you know, vaccinating pregnant women. And I found that fascinating. And it's very controversial, even though we know that COVID can sadly put a pregnant woman more into the hospital, the ICU, kill her from COVID than her not having COVID, and a vaccinated pregnant woman will be safer. There are doctors out there going, I don't want to be the one to tell you to do this. Now, there are many OBs out there that are saying, look, get the jab. When I was in school, and I believe this still exists, a child can sue their OB up until they turn age 18. And so when I was delivering babies, I was like, okay, well, I hope they like me, you know, because I don't want them to dislike something and then when they're 17 and a half, decide to come back and haunt me. Well, I'm way over the 18 year, the babies I delivered are all now over 20 years old. So I think I'm in the clear from that. But I know some doctors are like, what if 5 years from now something else comes up? Well, if there is a side effect to a vaccine, physicians shouldn't be sued. The pharmaceutical companies will not be sued. Side effects to the vaccines, there's supposed to be funding through the government if the government feels that was vaccine related, and they're supposed to help pay the medical bills, and I don't know if that happens or not. So you're talking to your doctor about the vaccine is about the closest, is you know, it's what I would recommend. I just can't say if your doctor has drunk the Kool-Aid or not. Now, mind you, a doctor like me will tell you, hopefully, how they really feel. You know, I'm comfortable with the data. I'm comfortable with it. I'm not going to say it's 100%, and I totally understand your hesitancy. If a doctor's like, oh, it's 100% safe, just get it, don't ask me any more questions, that's not a good doctor. But a doctor that says, look, here are the pros and here's the cons, and this is why I would recommend it for your child, because your child has asthma. Your child has diabetes. Your child may be those one in a million that die of it. So that's why I would recommend, you know, or one in 100,000. I mean, so going to your pediatrician is the next best thing, and I think it's the best thing, but I understand that some of you have hesitancies on, you know, doctors and, you know, being a doctor during this COVID pandemic has been very scary, not only because you get exposed to a bunch of stuff, and, you know, and but this is just kind of what we do, so it's part of the job, but also, I don't think a lot of doctors felt they could be very open and honest. You know, whenever a doctor did show concern about the masks, did show concern about some of the side effects, they were accused of spreading misinformation. If you're accused of spreading misinformation, your license is on the line. And so I'm telling you, go to the doctor, talk with your doctor to make a decision. But some of you are like, doctors have a gun to their heads. Who else can I go to? There's a 99% chance my doctor will not want to be accused of misinformation and will just say, in fact, one of you had said that your doctor said no more questions, just get the shot. I You know, and maybe it's because they really, really, really believe in it. I mean, maybe it's just they really, really love the vaccine and they believe in it. I mean, I am a fan of the vaccine, but I wouldn't tell a person that. But, you know, doctors are now in a position where I don't know if it's the woke, I don't know if it's the liberal police, I don't know who the entities that be, but doctors have to be extremely careful. People ask me all the time, are you okay, are you good, are you good, are you good? And I go, well, yeah, I'm good, because I'm very honest and I always talk about both sides. I don't spread misinformation. I mean, there apparently is a condition called restless anal syndrome, which we'll talk about. That's not misinformation. Now, I might, you know, tell you about my night at the club, okay? You know what I mean? The club. And, I'm telling you guys that I could dance. I had the moves. I had the moves like Jagger. And you guys are probably like, no, wait a second, wait a second. I saw a video of her dancing. She does not have the moves. That could be considered misinformation, but then it's not medical misinformation. I could tell you guys that I lost 10 pounds. You can't prove it. But again, that's not misinformation. So, misinformation is a very subjective term. By the way, it started all as fake news. Trump was like, that's news, that's fake news. Well, nobody wants to use fake news because it credits Trump, so now they say misinformation. And then from misinformation, they're calling it propaganda. And then from propaganda, they're going to call it treason. So, doctors have to walk a very fine line in order to be able to keep their integrity, be an advocate for their patient, their individual patient, and not lose their license. These medical exemptions, many of you have asked me, where can I go to get medical exemptions? You've asked me for medical exemptions. I can't do those. I don't have any guidance from the CDC on what I could do to exempt you. I understand that there's a lot of reasons for people not to get them, and that's between you and your doctor, but I'm not your doctor. I'm not going to be doing that. But medical exemptions, depending on how many get them, those are going to be attacked and scrutinized. And what many doctors worry about is if they did a medical exemption, are they going to lose their license? Or are they going to get in trouble with their medical board? So doctors, listen to the show. If you feel your patient is going to have a bad reaction, if you feel your patient is not going to benefit from the vaccine, document like crazy. Put your reasons down there. Those reasons might get refuted. Well, that wasn't an actual anaphylaxis. The CDC only said if you had a full-blown anaphylaxis, then to not get the shot or get a different shot. But there's not really a lot of medical conditions that it says. But if somebody is at risk for Guillain-Barré or has had Guillain-Barré, which is a neurological condition, an autoimmune neurological condition, I don't know if I would risk it. But then again, COVID could put you at risk for Guillain-Barré also. So that's why they say to still get the shot. So it's tricky out there. Keep your questions and comments coming. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got to kind of switch gear and talk about sports. I love sports, right? And congratulations, Atlanta Braves, on your World Series win. But in my neck of the woods, in fact, I lived for a small period of time. My folks had rented a house right where Henry Ruggs had gotten into his car accident. Henry Ruggs III, wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, we are being told by TMZ, was traveling 156 miles an hour before the crash. His blood alcohol level was a .161. So he had slammed, we were told, into the Toyota at about 127 miles per hour, blood alcohol level twice the legal limit, and a 23-year-old woman was in a RAV4 Toyota SUV 23 years old and died. Ruggs did appear in court. You could see he sustained a gash to his nose. He was in a cervical collar. He looked pretty solemn in his mugshot, and he was facing charges, obviously. And officials and documents obtained by TMZ Sports said they examined the computer in Ruggs' car and determined he was going incredibly fast just moments before he plowed into the Toyota. He said the docs, he was only able to show 127 at the time of impact. And they say both Ruggs' car and the Toyota rolled over 500 feet after the initial impact. The RAV4 caught then on fire. In addition, there was also a dog in the car with her that died. Officers said Ruggs, who appeared to be impaired on the scene, refused to participate in a field sobriety test, as according to TMZ, and then he was eventually transported to the hospital. I believe he was taken to UMC and was treated for minor injuries. Police say during an investigation following the crash, they did locate a gun in his Corvette. And officials added that Ruggs' hearing that his blood alcohol content was 0.16, which is twice than the 0.08 legal limit. So we don't know all the extent of his injuries, but he has been charged with a DUI resulting in substantial bodily harm, reckless driving, bail set to $150,000. The judge banned him from consuming alcohol, ordered him to abstain from driving. He has to also wear an electronic monitoring device. And the judge said he never saw anybody drive at that speed. I think he has a Corvette C3. I don't know exactly what sort of Corvette. I don't know all the Corvettes. I have a Corvette, but he has a much fancier one. And from what I understand, merchandise is being pulled from stores. This is just a real sad. It's just sad. And one thing I want to talk about in the next hour are electric cars. And these car fires and vehicle fires, because in this last week, there has been 4 quote-unquote fiery crashes. Not in my neck of the woods, but, you know, across the country. And as we're moving to more electric and fuel cell batteries, lithium-ion batteries, I kind of did a little research to look at, you know, are crashes going to result in a car fire more so if you have a battery or electric vehicle, or if you have an electric vehicle or a fuel cell. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. But because we're still talking about sports, we've got to talk about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, was growing out his hair to look like John Wick. I believe that's why his hair is getting pretty long. And I think he also kind of highlighted it, too. I think he kind of, you know, put some blonde blends in there. But anyway, he has not been vaccinated for COVID-19. And there's 8% of the NFL league that's not vaccinated for COVID-19. And the NFL had gone through a real big shakeup with that, because the NFL didn't want to necessarily mandate. And, you know, they didn't want to go there. But what they instead did was have all these rules that if your team causes a COVID-19 spread or illness, or small epidemic or cluster within your team, and has a potential to affect another team, you have to forfeit that game for that week, as well as pay any expenses that were incurred as a result of forfeiting the game. So even though that's not mandating the shot, that's making it very uncomfortable. And I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins got the shot or Dak Prescott. I know a lot of people have been kind of, you know, telling the reporters, you know, none of your business. You know, can I have my medical information, you know, to myself? But Aaron Rodgers, I guess, is one of them who was like, I'm not getting that. And also Aaron Rodgers can be pretty scary. You've seen him mad. So there's a chance that maybe he doesn't know about the rules, and somebody started asking him just casually, you know, when this all started, you know, would you get the shot? Oh, hell no. And he just got error. And so maybe people are so afraid to even ask him that they don't go up to Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is, you know, he could definitely get angry. Same thing with Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady was vaccinated, but you just don't want to be on Tom Brady's bad side. He will rip you a new one, and he knows how to drop the F-bombs. So as a result, Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers is not going to play against the Chiefs. Why? Because he tested positive for COVID-19. I am sure that when he heard that news, a lot of expletives came out. And I don't know if you've seen the meme from him getting sacked last week. I'm sure that's going to pervade. I hope he's okay. The NFL has considered Rodgers as unvaccinated, they said, since the start of the season. Sources confirmed to ESPN and as first reported by NFL Network under league protocol. If Rodgers tested positive and is unvaccinated, he has to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, cannot return until November 13th at the earliest if he remains asymptomatic. Now, Rodgers, who is 37 years old, petitioned the NFL to have an alternate treatment that he underwent before he returned to the Packers that would allow him to be considered the same as someone who received one of the approved vaccinations. This is sources told ESPN. There was a lengthy back and forth, and the league ruled that Rodgers would not get the same consideration and would be considered unvaccinated. So you know how Tom Brady in these commercials are like, but I'm Tom Brady, you know, but I'm Tom Brady. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers probably did the same thing. Look, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, this whole league will fall apart, you know, if I can't do my, you know, too many people on the field counting and all the other stuff that he does. Listen, I'm a fan of his quarterbacking. I just am not a fan because he's hurt my Cowboys, and I love my Cowboys more than I love Aaron Rodgers. Sorry. So, Rodgers, he has, you know, his, he kind of, I guess, has been pretty stubborn when it comes to masks with the media. He will do his conferences. He doesn't want to wear a mask, but he will wear a mask when he's interacting with other players. And, you know, he does follow, from what I understand, most of the other rules. Unvaccinated players are usually on Zoom instead of in-person media sessions, but because people want to talk to Aaron Rodgers gets to be there even though he's unvaccinated. So the reigning NFL MVP said this past August that he was, quote, immunized when asked about his vaccination status. He said, you know, there's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements and not made statements, owner who have made statements. He said, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. There are guys that have been vaccinated that have contracted COVID. It's an interesting issue that I think we're going to see played out the entire season. He says, I think I'd like to learn about everything that I'm doing, and there was a lot of research that even went into that. But like I said, there's been people that have tested positive, and I think it's only vaccinated people here. It's going to be interesting, he says, to see how things work moving forward. Obviously, there could be some issues with vaccinated people only testing every couple weeks, and then non-vaccinated testing every day. So Jordan Love is going to make his first career start. Packers are 7-1, and they've had a seven-game winning streak. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers looks like not a fan of the COVID vaccine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.